Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 to 9. Haggai 2, 6 to 9. It said, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land." 7 says, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory." Say amen. Saith the Lord of hosts. Say, "God, fill my house with your glory." Said, "I will fill this house with glory." He said, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." Verse 9, I love it. Let's read it together. One go. "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Praise the Lord. So we are talking about the display of glory, part 2. Please take your seat. This scripture talks about what was happening at the time, and then also the prophecy of the end time church. And in dealing with that, God spoke to Prophet Haggai, and he started by talking about the fact that the former house had glory. But God, in his wisdom, said that he was going to release glory upon the house, upon the latter house. And the glory of the latter house is going to be greater than that of the former house. And that's what God is known to do. Every time that he is doing a new thing, that new thing is always better in degree, better in value than the one that is former or has been done before. So from generations to generations, the same God doing the same things, but he's doing them in a better way for subsequent generations. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. For instance, in the old covenant, few people were priests. But under the new covenant, all of us are priests. Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, before, you know, just a few people were in that class. And it was a very honorable class to belong to that. In fact, it had to be by birth, natural birth. And so God seeing that either comes from Elimina, how will I ever be born to a Levite? So he decided that through the birth of Jesus Christ, I have also become what? A priest. So whether I come from Sangoma or Hamley or Elmina or somewhere in Peki, it doesn't really matter again because, and you know, God does it in such a way that it becomes incontestable. That the same way a Levite was born, you know, by natural birth, water and blood on the cross, his side was pierced and two things came. You know, the same fluid that comes for a woman when it's in natural birth, water and blood, is the same fluid that Jesus discharged when the church was being born on the cross, blood and water. Praise the Lord. So that there cannot be any argument that we were really not born. It's just that John chapter 1 says that we were not born of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but we have been born of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody that I've been born like, say, I've been born like the way a person is born naturally. But this time around, my birth is spiritual. And I'm a priest for God. So it's the same way that the old house was a physical house. Now the New Testament house of God has to do with the people that the Lord has redeemed. So I am a house of God. I'm a temple of God. You are a temple of God. So you can see that in the New Testament church, the first temple is not a physical temple. The first temple is a human temple that the Holy Spirit indwells. Are you here with me at all? So even if we don't have a physical meeting place, God's dwelling place is in our hearts. And so God already has a meeting place on earth because his children are here. And I believe that that is so beautiful. Is that not so? So when the Bible says that I will bring glory upon this house, the house that God is referring to under the new covenant is not first and foremost the physical house, even though the physical house will have it. But it is glory upon you and I, who together or collectively represent the church of God or the house of God, the temple of God. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody that God has prophesied to reveal his glory upon you. Praise the Lord. That means that for every one of us here, our lives must manifest the glory of God. Our lives must manifest the beauty of God. Our lives must have a particular aura of glory that comes from God. And so it will be an injustice to the work Jesus has done, you know, in redemption, for a child of God not to express the glory of God. Because you and I have been born into glory, born with glory, to express the glory. Scripture says that Christ in us is the hope of glory. And he is in us. So we are the manifest glory of God. And on a daily basis, we should manifest the glory of God. Not just in our micro life, but with everything that also concerns us. The business that concerns us. Family that concerns us. All of that, our helpers, whatever is part of us, must also encounter this glory. Because the blessing upon us must affect every blessing, must affect every area or everything that is also associated with us. The same way, if it were negative, it should affect all those other areas. And so the scripture says that, the Lord says that, I will fill this house with glory. I will fill this house with glory. Lift your hand. Say, Father, let your glory fill this house. Fill my life and fill your church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will fill this house. Then also there is a possibility for God to fill this whole ministry called the Keeper's House with his glory, such that once you enter here, it means that you have entered into an arena of glory as a ministry. And I believe that the way that happens is when the ministry is in perfect alignment with the Lord. So we know in scripture that there is a phenomenon such as Ichabod. That simply means that in the days of Eli, the priest did not do so well, so the Lord caused his glory to depart from that generation of priests. And so we see the children of Eli dying in battle because they were misbehaving. Are you here with me? And the dicey thing is that we should not even try to lie to ourselves. Do you know that Israel were still the people of God when he said, I have redrawn my glory? They were still his people. He never said they were not his people. But he redrew his glory and made them ordinary. Went into a battle. The ark of God was there. It just became a symbolism of nothing. The ark was there, but the activated presence was not there with them. And so I'm saying that a child of God must always align with the Lord so that the glory of God will be active in your life. Praise the Lord. A church must always align. Sometimes the church stands a high risk of losing its alignment, its purpose, its mission. It's the will of God for the church. You can see that by the time you know, the church has become something else. Are you here with me at all? When the church becomes something else, God's glory cannot continue to stay in that arena or with that kind of people. And so for his glory to continue to fill us, there is a need to stay in the will of God. There is a need as a believer, as an individual, to stay in the will. I'm talking about the glory of God. There is a need to be aligned. Praise the Lord. My generation believes that you can do anyhow and it doesn't matter, God will flow. So these days we are praying and the prayer is about energy. The prayer is about, we are looking for something that we will never find. You know, and I don't even blame my generation. I blame the preachers. Because we are preaching things, I don't know where we are getting them from. And it looks like very high wisdom, deep mystery. But it's just making people hungry for things that only familiar spirit will take advantage of those kind of generation. So, I mean, we thought that we were being corrected for not praying so well. But now, it has even escalated to levels that, boy, it has even passed correction. So, because you have people teaching, we have people teaching things that are, sometimes it looks like it's higher than the Bible. Hey, yeah. Recently, my wife went to the bookshop with the kids to buy, they said they wanted Bibles and Christian literature. And so she went and bought them. When she saw one Bible, leather Bible, very nice Bible. So she bought it as part of the collection. Then when she came home, this is just some 3 weeks ago, she said, oh, she wanted to go through the Bible. And she found out that, Charlie, only the first few pages and the first few books were biblical books. The rest are Enoch. The rest are, you know, all manner of books. Even me, a pastor, I've not seen those books before. And there are chapters and verses. Not part of our Bible. But they've written the Holy Bible. Yeah. So, people are reading things that are not prescribed. And so, they are preaching things, and if you hear them, it will make you look like you are not spiritual. So I won't even venture to go into things that makes people mad. But when you hear them, it will look like maybe your pastor is shallow, or your Christianity is shallow, or you are not deep enough. Yeah, people want to encounter angels instead of encountering the Holy Spirit. Where is that one from? And it is very clear in our Bible that an angel is not of importance. Yes, in our faith. So nobody should serve an angel. Praise the Lord. But now they are saying that there is no Holy Spirit, there is rather an angel. So we have gone to the Nakaba days, the Aladura days, the Awoyo days. Praise the Lord. Yeah, those are the days we have gone into. We have gone into the Muzama Disco Christo days. Yeah, the Christo Asafu days. We have gone into, angel worship. Where you go into a service, an angel will come and take over somebody. The person becomes a medium. That's where their own prophecy and service starts from. People will be spinning. Sometimes when I'm watching on social media, these days they show some of their service. Charlie, people can spin, oh. Wow, what a sense. Is it centripetal or centrifugal? Charlie, people can spin. Can see that people are balanced. Wow. And when I watch it, I say, what? This kind of ministration will be very tedious. It will be so matter. Charlie, we will be chowing. Before you now start to operate. It's like the fan of a car. When you start the car, it's like, before the engine will start. Wow. You're gyrating everywhere. Spinning. They've been spinning from their childhood. So the specialty with which they spin, don't be small. You have to spin her before the spirit will now click. Wow. It's too much. So gradually we are going there. Yeah. Hunger for what is not prescribed is dangerous. Everything. Jesus said, he said that my burden is what? Light. And my yoke is not what? It's not heavy. It's easy. But we just want, it's like human beings, because we always want something that is hard. Yeah, complicated. It has to be complicated. If a brother proposes to a sister in a simple way, the sister doesn't say, because you have to kneel down. Yeah, like you have to kneel down in public and cry. Me that can mourn and grieve without crying, that means I won't have a woman. Yeah, I can mourn and grieve without crying. It's not everybody who easily just shed tears everywhere, left, right, center. So you want to... When we married, my wife said, one day cry for me. Say, my wife, the thing, we process it. Praise the Lord. So I'm praying that one day I'll be able to what? Cry for my wife. I want us to propose to you crying. One sister here said, the reason why I bounced that brother is because of the way he proposed to me. Fine, brother. Oh. So the style of the proposal and cry can make you lose a woman. Complicated generation. And it was a whole caucus discussion. And they came to a consensus that he didn't propose in a more contemporary way that brothers do. Wow. Charlie, we have to bring some sisters to start lecturing us on contemporary and more current ways of proposing to sisters. Because, yeah, we need it. Yes, Adia. Charlie, brothers, you need to find the more modern ways. Hey. But I can understand when you are in your early 20s, you can start playing that kind of game. Do you understand? Because, you know, the trail of the wedding dress is longer when you are younger. Yes. Yes, Cinderella. You want Cinderella kind of trail. You know, 22, 23. Yeah, that's right. If you can't get it, we can't marry. But as you start entering 27, you see that the long rope will be shortening. By the time you hit 32, it is a dress you are wearing without a rope. When you hit 35, you don't even want a wedding. Let's just do it in a pastor's office or engagement. Charlie, simple things are beautiful. Yeah. Charlie. It says that I will fill this house with glory. Lift your hand. Say, I'm a container of the glory of God. Say, and I'm the latter house. I'm the latter house. And the glory of the latter house, say it after me, shall be greater than that of the former house. Then the Lord begins to unpack for us some of the things that we will see as a manifestation of the glory of the latter house. One, he goes on to say in verse number 8, he says that, with that said, he said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. So, one of the manifestations we will see when the glory lands is that we will see silver and gold. Praise the Lord. And this is consistent with scripture, because even in Genesis, when glory was mentioned for the first time, the connotation, you know, it normally will come with different or multiple references. But the connotation was also had to do, sorry, with material wealth. But we know that the glory, first and foremost, is a supernatural variable. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. In fact, it's one of the pillars that the end time church will be built on. When you look at the seven spirits of God in Revelations, Revelation chapter 5, it talks about wisdom, power, glory. You understand? all those things. So glory is one of the seven spirits of Christ that the church will be built on. So the church will be very victorious here on earth when the glory manifests. So the church, we cannot really focus on the preaching of prosperity. But the truth of the matter is that because we carry the glory, the prosperity will be there. Praise the Lord. And so we will still talk about what is within the glory, which is the fact that when the glory lands, it will come with prosperity. Because we know that a generation came whose posture was that the poorer you are, the holier you are. And so that theory can be carried through to our time, where we also begin to embrace the fact that when you are pious, when you are poor, that is the symbol of godliness, the symbol of righteousness, the symbol of purity, and all. And that is a virus that our generation can catch. So we need to teach and let the church know that it is not a sin for you to be prosperous. It's not a sin for the church or for the child of God to be wealthy. Praise the Lord. Because a generation came that they did not, you know, associate godliness with plenty. No associate. So everyone who was prosperous was for the devil. But the Lord is telling us that when the latter glory lands, it will land with silver and gold. Praise the Lord. Please ask somebody that. So the silver and gold, the plenty silver and gold that our Father has, which people will use it? Our father's wealth, which people will use it? Is it not our inheritance? Praise the Lord. So tell somebody that because of the glory of God upon my life, I will manifest prosperity and wealth of all kinds in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he says that, look at this. Oh, the next verse says that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former house, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. So another thing that the glory will bring is peace. When the house is filled with glory, it comes with peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We are promised the peace of God. Of course, peace in God, peace from God, peace of God, peace with God. Praise the Lord. The child of God walking in glory must have peace round about. Rest. Roundabout. You look everywhere. There must be rest. There must be peace roundabout you. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Wake up to me now. Receive peace in Jesus' name. Yes. So, when there is chaos in your life, when you turn everywhere and what you see is chaos, you have to understand that you must have a position to battle that chaos in your life, because this is the latter house. This latter house has greater glory. And one of the things we should expect from this greater glory is peace. That is why I was mentioning to you all night that in the tabernacle where the glory is, right? What do I say? In the holies of holies, that is a replica of heaven in the tabernacle. So once you are in the holies of holies, you are actually encountering the very presence of God. And we have learned from scripture that when we cross over to the very presence of God, he said there shall not be gnashing of teeth, there shall not be death, there shall not be sickness. All these things that battle us here on earth, they shall not be permitted in the presence of God when we cross over. So now, the presence of God in us, ushering the glory of God in our lives, means that at all times, we should begin to experience What is the experience in heaven? Where there is no gnashing of teeth, where there is no war, no chaos, where there are no thieves. Yes, he said, lay up treasure in heaven where there are no thieves. And of course, now they say that we don't have a ladder that goes to heaven. You see, Christianity has a logical. It has what? It has a logic. If you try to use the worldly logic, emfa. Emfa. You think about physical ladder. We don't think about physical ladder. Are you here at all? Yeah, so that logic will not work. It's too physical. Our work is by faith. And it's spiritual. So it doesn't follow the format of the natural all the time. So if you are trying to do 2 plus 2 is 4 with Christianity, sometimes you will miss it. Because the 2 shall be 1. Do you understand? And at least I know some small mathematics. I know 1 plus 1 is 2. I don't know when 1 plus 1 became 1. Do you understand? I used to have a mathematics teacher, advanced abstract algebra. He said, prove that 1 times 0 is 0. Prove. Before you get a proof. So, it because mathematics follows a particular logic. When you take a specific or customized logic and try to apply it everywhere, sometimes you will miss it because it may not be applicable everywhere. So you take Christianity and you want to apply it in African traditional religion. Maybe before. Because it won't work. And if you are, that's why people who are still in church, who still visit shrine, sometimes they feel like the church is not powerful. Because when you go to the shrine, they say, okay, cut goat, cut this. And by the time you reach home, whether the person is right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Once you are angry, you can kill anybody. Do you understand? So they feel like when they come to pastor and they are angry with somebody, when we pray, we should kill somebody. But the Christianity doesn't work with that logic. Because when we pray, there's a control tower that regulates how the answers come. Are you here at all? It is the Lord that answers, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a very wise Lord that no one can manipulate with their emotions. Unlike when you go to the shrine, if you have the sacrifice, it will work. In Christianity, the logic is not like that. Yeah. Because sometimes you are trying to kill somebody who has not done anything. And even if they have done something, it doesn't warrant death. That's why you have prayed for that those people to die. A lot of them have not died. You are waiting for somebody to die before you get promoted. No. Father, bypass, set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I think it's your message, sir. Good. Yeah, so not all your enemies must die. If God is not ready to kill them, he should continue his plan for you. Is that not so? That is the logic of our faith. As I am standing here, Paul said, they kill us daily, but we don't die. As we are here, last night they killed us, but we are waking up. Some juju people are killing us every day. That's why I said we should sing that song. That thank you song. Because in the spirit, they saw we are dead. But they are surprised that we are still here. Are you here at all? They have even collected the payment. But we are still here. And we are not dying for any juju man. Say, this house is full of God's glory. Come on now. Say, this house is full of God's glory. So, when the glory lands, there is what? Peace. Peace. Full peace. So, what's the application? If a sickness is troubling you, you have to stand on the promise of God that, Lord, you said you will fill this house with your glory. And where your glory fills the house, certain things cannot remain. In your presence, sickness is not permitted. Premature death is not permitted. Weaknesses are not permitted. Are you here at all? So that's how you apply. So when you are praying from the place of the scripture. You are praying. When you are praying that, God, I want to see your glory, or like Moses said, show me your glory. You are praying from a place of understanding. a place of truth, insight. Going into a new office. They have already arranged, engineered spiritually that people don't do well or people die. You are not going to die because you are going there with the full glory of God into that space. Are you here with me at all? Full glory. And so you will have peace in that office. Say a louder amen. Amen. I can't hear you. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Say I have peace because of the glory of God. But really what you enter you is, I say, my life is full of the glory of God. Say it. Say, I'm full of the glory of God. Say, the glory of the Lord is in my life. Therefore, everywhere I appear, the glory of the Lord will manifest. And I will see things happening. In Jesus' mighty name. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at another thing that will happen. In fact, another thing that is a manifestation of the glory of God is the presence of God. Anytime God wants to manifest his glory, he does it by manifesting his presence. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. 1 Kings 8, 10 to 11, he said, and it came to pass when the priest were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, a cloud of glory, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. So when we pray and we say, God, this house shall be filled with your glory, we are talking about a season of intense atmosphere of God's presence in your life. Activated presence of God in your life. Can see that the glory and the intense presence of God, they go together. He said the presence was so strong, representing the glory of God, that the priest could not stand to discharge their duties. So when he said, God, fill this house with your glory, it also means that you are stepping up into higher dimensions of his presence. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Yeah. And nothing should be important to the child of God than the presence of God. When you see someone whose life is filled with glory, they exude the presence of God. Yeah. If it's a pastor, when he stands there, you see that the atmosphere changes for the person. When you are making a presentation, the atmosphere changes. Because you are full of the glory of God and the presence of God. Praise the Lord. There is an activated presence. So the priest could not stand. Everywhere became kumor. Yeah, the cloud, the smoke. Place filled with the glory of God. Not every church is filled with the presence of God. Yeah. Anytime you see an intense atmosphere of God's presence, it means the glory has landed. And when the glory lands, the atmosphere will be there. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm full of the glory of God. I'm full, I'm full. One more time, say, I'm full of the glory of God. Therefore, I walk in an activated presence of God. Look, you will not survive. We will not survive. The scripture says that we can do nothing without the Lord. We will not survive without the presence of God. And the presence of God, there are levels. Oh, there are what? There are levels. There are levels. There are levels. Because we can't go to town like that. It's not good that people don't know you to be one who is saturated with the presence of God. It's not good. People have to reckon you as one who is full of the presence of God. When you shake people, when you are communicating, when you are chatting people, something should be doing them. Things should be changing. The way they see you, God's presence should be ministering to them as you are talking to them. You should not be taken as an ordinary person. You know that naturally, you meet some people and you know that they are not ordinary. Yeah. Supernaturally, when the glory lands, there will be that intense atmosphere or presence of the Spirit of God in your life that as you just appear. It's not in the arrangement. And no, it's not all about that. It can be t-shirt and jeans, but you see that, Charlie, the person is not alone. There is something about this person. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Yeah, and if you are a leader and you don't carry anything supernatural, then you are going nowhere. In fact, you'll be manipulated. I believe that most African presidents get manipulated by the people around them. So they lose their focus. And sometimes they join the corrupt people as business partners. It's all manipulation. Because really, people don't wake up that I want to become a president to steal. No. That's never the primary focus. But somewhere, somehow, if you are a judge and you are not careful, you'll be manipulated spiritually. You'll be there now. You are going to find cases to exonerate a criminal because the criminal has some spiritual power manipulating the way your mind should function. So when somebody is making a good case, because something is happening. If you are a leader leading people, you must be somebody who is rich with the presence of God. Praise the Lord. It's not negotiable. In fact, you cannot be meat, flesh and blood leading people who have some supernatural abilities. No, you can't. You shout over them at work. In the night, they walk over you. May you receive the presence of God in your life. The glory of God in your life. Shout a louder, amen. I'm just telling you, there's a certain level of prosperity you will never encounter until the glory is on ground. It produces it for you. Praise the Lord. It produces it. So, if you are in leadership, you need the presence of God. If you are a Christian, I'm telling you, this government appointment that they have made plenty, depending on the faith of people. My members, when they appointed them, they saw me. Pastor, pray with me. I need the help of what? The Holy Spirit. Do you think people are stupid? If they also belong to the shrine, that's how when they got appointment, they go, shrine. Do what? Help me. You are not the only one who serves the Spirit. So if you now abandon your spirit, people are not abandoning the spirit they know. Are you here? And we all come to the meeting and you find out that Umuoha, yes, you are light because you did not drink from a spiritual place. And people have gone to drink from their spiritual place, even if it is a negative spirit based on our assessment, because they are not on our side. And we see them to be dark. They have gone to drink. Yeah. And when a dark person has gone to drink and you have not gone to drink, Charlie, in the market there, power has no respect to. Yeah, if you don't have power and someone has negative power, they are walking over you. So it's our responsibility to crave, to yearn, to drink from the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord fill this house. Praise the Lord. Wherever the glory fills, the place cannot be empty. Because treasure always abounds where the glory is. Wisdom will abound. Knowledge will abound. Good health will abound. Peace, gold, silver. Are you here at all? Intense presence of God will be there. I'm praying that as you enter your office, the atmosphere in the office will change because something is with you. Shout a louder, amen. oh, this is the person is intelligent, he's intelligent. No, 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 no. Something must be about you. There must be something about you. Praise the Lord. Last Friday, I made a statement. I said that a consistent prayer of 5 minutes is better than an eventful 3 hours that happens from time to time. Daily 5 minutes of consistent prayer. Child of God must have a consistent prayer. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. It's more powerful than someone who doesn't pray and stands there 6 hours with fasting. Do you understand? If you eat daily in portions, you are likely to be healthier than someone who doesn't eat and then one day then he comes to eat everything buffet. That person will still be weak and be malnourished because this thing is built consistently. Am I boring you? Sometimes I even find pastors ask me, like, what is the mystery? The mystery is a regimen. It's consistency. Look, don't let anybody use their long hours to bully you. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, prayer. If you want to see the glory, Moses said, show me your glory. 40 minutes, 30 minutes. Lock in. Praise the Lord. Do what? Look, I told you about an executive that I know. Every 12:30 break time, if you are looking for him, you won't find him. He's logged in for 45 minutes. If he allows you into his CEO office, you will see him sitting in his chair. After everyone comes from break, that's when he's going for his break. Is he not the CEO? People were dying. The business was failing until he came. He had a regimen. Everybody in that organization knew that this guy is not normal. It's not normal. If you're a pastor, don't be normal. Paul said that power is not in words. Kingdom is not in words. It's in power. Praise the Lord. It's not normal. Say, you don't have to be normal. Tell somebody, you don't have to be normal. What changes your normal nomenclature to that of a supernatural one is when you are constantly engaging the Holy Spirit in prayer. Word, prayer, word, listening to word, praying. As he's praying, either a song or a preaching is there and he's praying through. Changing his dynamics. Look, you have to change a lot in the spirit for it to reflect in the natural. Some of us who have been successful, if we didn't have a mother, a father, a pastor, a brother praying for us, it would have been difficult for us. But now where you are, you have to take it upon yourself that, Chale, when you're here, do you understand? Oh, you don't want your mother to die. Some people don't want their mother to die. The mother, by all means, one day your mother will die. And now I'm your vegetable. And if you are not careful and by the time she dies, you are still actively working, then it means that you don't have any spiritual backing for being in the market. You'll be in trouble. So learn to build some regimen. 15 minutes. Who break is 45 minutes. You just take 1/3 of it. Some rooftop or in some corner. Shalaka. Building yourself up in your most holy faith. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes the next customer that is coming, he's coming with dwarfs. He's coming to quench you. This world is a wicked world. If even people don't have aggression towards you, the world has been structured in such a way that the whole place is very dark. So as you are praying, your light is breaking forth. Are you here at all? And the greater your light, the more successful you become. So even when you are praying, forget about enemy. You are praying to expand your light, to increase your light. Praise the Lord. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. So you are praying. You are praying. You see,
There are so many things that will limit you if you don't have that light.
You can be a good pastor and nothing is working. Because good pastor is nothing. Every pastor should be good. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. If you're a pastor and you are not good, you are useless. Yes, a pastor must be good. Either you are good or you are a hireling. So when you are good, it's nothing. And the fact that there are a lot of bad pastors does not make you being a good pastor anything. Because our default should be good. But what else? What are you doing with your goodness? You should know the Lord. You should have deeper communion. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. A deeper communion with the Lord. As a priest, the priest, when everyone had a problem they couldn't solve, they went to the priest. Thankfully, now you are also a priest. Can people come to you to solve problems? Especially the spiritual one. Someone comes to you, says that every time I go to the embassy, regardless of my good document, they bounce me. What are you going to do? Yeah, even if you, the pastor, they have bounced, you have been given grace to be able to intercede, because some of the resistance people go through, they are spiritual. Are you here? And spiritual resistance, they are dealt with when people rise to pray, to seek the face of their God. So you may not have dealt with your own, but you have been positioned in the life of someone to deal with their own. So you should be able to pray to God to change the dynamics for them. So many, if you are a priest and, for instance, me being a pastor, if they refuse me a visa, possibly God wants me to stay here, because maybe you jam me a like Jonah. Yeah. But you have an important thing to do somewhere, da 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 da, for whatever. Are you here at all? Then if you for now but say won't go. We have to pray and say if you for mummy. And then, you know, I'm saying that now that you are a priest, you should be able to solve issues spiritually. And if you are not praying, your title as a priest will not solve it. It's your power in God. He told Jacob, he said, now as a prince, you have power with God and you have power with what? Men. You have power. If you are the top dog of your organization, you have power. Yeah, if you don't have power, it's a problem. If the president, Kwame Nkrumah, he had power. Kwame Nkrumah, can't ganya me. Rain will be falling. They will say he will bring his handkerchief. I was not born. I was told. If they lied, I'm lying. If I'm lying because they lied, they will just wave this thing. The rain will stop. Not be small. Enumpo omuye kutiano. Kofwa yira. Kofwa yira. Yeah, most top leaders, they can vanish. They are there, they are vanished. You want to kill them, now they are vanished. You shoot, now they have gone. Can assassinate them. Yeah. Wait, Diedro. Because it's impossible to lead with your natural self. Please let it enter your heart. Even if you don't find people as your competitors, they see you as a competitor. So it's important that even, you know, so many people, they go to take juju power or satanic power, not to attack somebody, but just to protect themselves. Because you don't know the foolish person who want to attack you with envy, out of carelessness, or whatever, they want to just finish you. As a child of God, you should have the potency of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Yes, sir, you'll be wasted. And prayer is key to having that potency. When you pray, the Holy Spirit takes over, makes you light to the world of darkness. When you are walking, you dispel
disperse darkness. Are you here at all? Disperse delay. You disperse any roadblock Satan tries to put before you. As you are coming, heaven is coming. Power of God is coming. It disperses all those things. And you find out that you have rest run about. The glory will be showing. The glory will be what? Showing. There was a lady believing God for the fruit of the womb. I said, I don't know when, but I want you to keep praying. Why, I'm a friend. See, you want to give up praying. He said, how did you know? I said, continue praying. And I'll stay with her. We'll pray. I will hold her for 1 week and I'll vanish. I said, continue. Continue. She kept praying. Look at Hannah. She kept praying. There is no verdict that you have been given naturally that will not change with time if you keep praying. Except the Lord himself, out of his sovereign will, doesn't want that thing for you. But there is no verdict here. Whether they say your womb cannot carry a baby. Babies are not only carried in the womb. People have given birth. What are you talking about? You can't be pregnant. Pregnancy that people are getting by mistake. You will be pregnant now. Oh, you'll be pregnant. I'm telling you, you'll be pregnant. There is somebody in this country, she has made a lot of money just by bringing a medicine that stops people from getting pregnant. Yeah, because people don't want to get pregnant by mistake. They will buy the medicine when they go and have sex, and they will buy the medicine and say, is it 24 hours or 48 hours? The Christian sister, they obey you. Within 72 hours. Oh, when you are more than down, you know. And once I go further, Sana, Madame Swan Yenisika, wouldn't quite a seminal, no, Madame Yenisika. Something that is as flippant and rampant for people can become a problem for you. That's why we have our God. Stay with him. Show me your glory. And see, we are looking into the Bible and we're seeing that the glory manifests in material terms. So for someone, show me your glory means let me have the pregnancy. That might be your gold. Your healing might be the glory. Hello? Show me. Don't feel bad when you are praying for one thing for a long time. Stay by faith. Stay in faith. Praying. We know the end from the beginning. Are you here? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's happening. In the name of Jesus, it's happening. Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning. Every good thing also has a time of coming. It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. And you want to stay in the place of prayer. Consistent prayer. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Non-negotiable. Are you here at all? Only one or two things that, you know, maybe you serve under people that is, you know, above you should make you alter that regimen. Or else, as much as you have control, stay. The Bible says that as John and Peter went into the temple in the hour of prayer, that said they had a regimental way of handling their prayer. Hour of prayer, they went to pray. Our prayer, I cannot be doing TikTok. And when I'm praying, that 10 minutes I'm praying, I cannot be on the phone. Yeah, whatever is happening, let the thing wait. Because I'm telling you, some of you, if you just took that 15 minutes, your child will be much more intelligent than they are right now. Are you here at all? Yeah, I'm a pastor. By the grace of God, has given me gift. Spiritual gift. There are children whose academics have not functioned well that I knew that it was not normal. We had to lay hands for the brain to reset. Sometimes somebody in the classroom eating the brain. So imagine when you're a parent and you too, you have your spiritual time where you are spending time praying in the loop. Are you here at all? The Bible says that when we speak in the spirit, we know not what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit maketh intercession. But the Spirit is making intercession because we are in the loop. We are there praying, then the Spirit will now take it. Okay, you say this prayer and wakuma ni senka ubenya ka, but that the Holy Spirit says that you don't know what you ought to pray for. That's it. This moment, you know, let me tackle your child's matter. You pray, let me do the distribution. That's all. Pray, let me do the distribution. Pray, let me do the assignment. Pray, let me. Are you here at all? Pray, just stay there. All the people under you will start succeeding, and that's how you'll be carrying your credit because you're a supervisor. You need to pray. Something must be fanning the floor for you. Or else you have great team members, they won't have productivity. If you have a boss who is not prayerful, it's a problem. And if you are a boss and you are not prayerful, it's a problem for the people under you. Are you here at all? Today, tomorrow when you go to the office, tell the boss, it's like you have to pray. It's like you have to pray. You have to pray so that things will work for us. Yeah, because how you are able to, you are going for money from somebody. You have done all the paperwork. Then somebody will come and take it. Wow. So you see that some people, there are some bosses people like to work under. Because when they work under, they do well. Not because they have connections. So, Charlie, they are on the tower. Or they have some tower regulating things. I'm telling you. May you become one of those bosses in Jesus' name. Shout a louder amen. One more time. Shout a better amen. Did I say pray 1 hour? No. And Jesus ne kai. I didn't say pray 1 hour. It's not everyone who is there yet. But start small, small. Tell somebody small, small. Say small changes will become big changes. Because you know that you're a good Christian, but you don't pray. It's a problem that you don't have a private prayer life. It's a problem. Woman of God, as for you, you pray. Hey, my friend, be an agent demo. Do you even have time to talk to your husband? Because you're always praying. It's more than a prayer warrior. Songs and tongues won. The tongues have taken over the songs. Praise the Lord. Show me your glory. Father, show me your glory. Please, can you lift up your hands? Say, Father, I want to see your glory. Show me your glory. As I wait upon you, let me see your glory. Danny, play something. I just want you to begin to talk to the Lord. Father, I want to know your glory. I want to walk under an activated, intense presence. Sobata kapasha la kapata ta 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 ta. Shata la bakapata kama bata kata kata. Sota la bakapata shakata kata kata. Rabako shepele keke teke te. Shakata kata kama bata kata kata. Shakata kata kata. Pray, 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 pray. Is he shaka taka taka la ba la taka taka taka? Break the yoke, lift the heavy burden. Is he? Give it to Jackie. Shaka taka. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and pray. As the song is going on, just pray. Play softly. Come on, let's go. Pray. Keshota la ba 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 kapata. Seleba da ba da 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 da. Lift your voice and pray. Kebada bada da 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 You can learn how to pray from here. Release yourself and pray. Try to yield yourself to the atmosphere of prayer.
Atila baba kabala bataya raperia tula badasaya mandala bakabala bata lesola brabara.
Lift your voice, pray. I want to hear you pray. Come on, sing. Pray, 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 pray. Pray. Kashata la baba. Pray wherever you are. Pray. Kaba sota laba. Eselemedes. Focus and pray. Focus. Focus and pray. Keba soda. Show me your glory. Holy Spirit, show me your glory. Sato laba kapata laba kapata laba. Elekona na 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 sota laba ba 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 ba. Shaka pata laba kapata sa. Sheleke pato laba la kapata laba. Esundalaba kapataliatasa Iswali kaprateliya kose prede Shele kwatata laba bakuta. Focus, the power is coming. The glory is filling you. Shele bakota laba. God is revealing his glory upon you. Sheba la kabataya na la landas. Ikuatanda ni miyako shata la makapa. Oh, as I'm praying, light. 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 The light of God. Shakapata ligra badosa. Ikuota la bato korabata. Ikorababa shakapataya. Eko rababa so rababa bababa se da da da. Ah, shakana na ma da 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 da.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.